Support comes from the Janis Hawkins Cultural Arts Park on the main campus of Troy University. Featuring the International Arts Center, the Fred Nall Hollis Museum, and the Hua Baoju Gallery. More information at troy.edu/artspark.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. We recently paid a visit to the Troy University Arboretum and talked with Alvin Diamond, its director and professor of biology. The Arboretum is adjacent to the Troy University campus, and we were delighted to find a number of upgrades, thanks to help from the business and civic community and volunteers. Dr. Alvin Diamond, thank you so much for being with us at the Troy University Arboretum for In Focus.
Thank you for coming out.
There have been so many improvements.
Well, we've been working on a number of different projects. We have our outdoor classroom that was grant-funded through the P. Choctahatchee Yellow River Watershed Management Authority in place. So we have our stainless steel work tables and our seating out here where classes can use the pond. We are in the process right now of installing our floating dock and bridge on the pond that was funded through a grant from Hyundai Motor Corporation of Alabama. We've gotten a grant from Alabama Audubon for planting bird-related plants, things that produce berries or seed that birds enjoy. So between the building and the parking lot, we've got a designated bird area, and we've got some benches and bird feeders and a bird bath, and we're going to be putting these plants in so people can come and watch birds and enjoy that.
So you call this an outdoor classroom, and yet it's also open to the public. And I remember reading in the newspaper that a senior Girl Scout took on a service project of doing trail signs.
Yes, we are open to the public at no charge from sunrise to sunset, 7 days a week. We have a lot of local residents that take photographs, they walk their dog, they bring their kids, have a picnic. We're also on the Sweet Home Alabama website for the Department of Tourism, so we've got a lot of the snowbirders heading to and from Florida, so we've had people from all over the nation stop by and visit us here. And the Girl Scout was doing her gold award, and as part of that, she was developing signs for our trails, and we have a little over 8.5 miles of walking trails available out here. We've also developed the interactive arboretum with the Department of Geomatics. So we have an interactive map that's kind of like the GPS in your vehicle, and it's got a lot of our plants labeled on there. So if you're looking for a particular plant, you can search by either the common or scientific name, and it'll pull up a map, and there's a little dot just like on your car or GPS, and as you walk towards it, it will show you approaching it to your right at that plant.
You're telling us we don't even have to take a plant guide with us.
That's right. And we have a project on iNaturalist, and you can go on iNaturalist if you use that. It's got both plants and animals on there. We're on eBird for all the birders, so there's a complete list of all the birds that have been observed out here. And we're trying to incorporate different technology and things in with the natural experience.
Alvin, you were talking about 8.5 miles of trails. Tell us sort of an overview of what's on the property. It's adjacent to Troy University.
We have 75 acres located here next to campus, and we have another 18 acres located about 6 miles outside of town in an area called the Pocosin. But here on the main part of the Arboretum, we have trails, the pond, we have a stream. We're reclaiming our wildflower meadow, and we've been planting plants out there. We have a pollinator garden. We've gotten a grant from Walmart to redevelop our pitcher plant bog, housing a lot of insectivorous plants, plants that actually catch and eat small insects. We have the building, which is available for classes and programs for the public. We want this to be a resource for everyone, not just the university community.
When you consider the topography, describe it.
It's gently rolling. This area was an old farm. It was a Mullis farm. It was a working cattle ranch. And you can kind of see the remnants of the old terraces here. So back in the 40s and 50s, most of this area was hayfield. There were no trees or anything. We've been bringing in and planting different species of trees. And our focus is primarily southeast Alabama, the wiregrass region. And we want to bring in as many different native plants that occur in this area, particularly things that are rare or unusual for people to see and enjoy. You can learn things that are edible or poisonous or cause allergies, things that are invasive or things that are rare.
Are there any particular species of plants or animals that have your concern that you are trying to bring to the Arboretum?
We've been working with the Fish and Wildlife Service on several different rare species. One is the Apalachicola indigo, which is a member of the bean family. In our greenhouse, we're raising plants of that from seed. We also have several other rare species that we're trying to propagate and grow from seed. We're involving students with it. They're learning not only basic gardening skills of how to grow plants, but they're also gaining experience with rare species.
So how did these species become rare or endangered? Was it due to civilization or farming or what?
Primarily, it was human conversion of the habitat. This area, the wiregrass region, was in the time the Europeans got here, mostly chestnut trees and longleaf pine trees, and it was very open, and there was an understory of wiregrass.
So describe it.
It's a bunch grass. It grows during the warm season, and it's got little thin, tough, wiry leaves on it. We're in the process of trying to develop an area in the meadow where we're going to be planting some wiregrass and longleaf pine and some of those characteristic species that would have been here.
You mentioned birds. What sorts of birds are here?
We have a large number of songbirds, migrants, warblers that come through. We have hummingbirds. We have broad-shouldered hawks and red-tailed hawks, owls. On the pond, we've had ducks and geese and coots that come in, herons. We have bluebirds and tanagers, and I think the last count was like 115 species of birds that have been observed out here.
Here we are overlooking the pond in the outdoor classroom. When you're introducing students to pond ecology, what do they need to know?
We teach them about water chemistry, pH and alkalinity, and how that affects the organisms that live in the water and what changes that. Things like acid rain or runoff, fertilizer, sewage spills. We look at turbidity, which is the amount of material suspended in the water, how muddy it looks, and what effect that has on the aquatic environment. That material in the water absorbs heat, so it causes the temperature of the water to increase, and it decreases the likelihood that a lot of things like snails and mussels and some of the insect larvae that live on the bottom can survive because it just buries them when it settles out of the water.
Can you give your listeners a website so that they can see photos of the Troy University Arboretum?
We have a Facebook page, the Troy University Arboretum and Pocosin Nature Preserve. We're also on Instagram, the university official website, troy.edu.
There may be some people who don't know the definition of arboretum and Pocosin.
An arboretum is basically a tree garden. It's an area where woody plants, trees mostly, but also shrubs and some vines are grown primarily for educational and research purposes. The Pocosin is an unusual area about 6 miles outside of town. That's spring head, steep head area where you have very dry, sandy uplands and it drops off very steep ravines down to a really shady, moist, cool, spring-like area. The Pocosin is a Native American term that means swamp on a hill. The person who did the first surveys here in Pike County thought this looked a lot like those areas in North Carolina, and he applied the name and it stuck.
That's part of the Forever Wild Tract.
Yes, our 18 acres is located right in the middle of the Forever Wild property.
Is there anything else you want your listeners to know?
Please come visit us. We have a lot to offer, and if you're interested in volunteering, we will be more than happy to set you up with something.
Thank you so much for a wonderful visit.
Thank you for coming.
That was Professor of Biology Alvin Diamond, Director of the Troy University Arboretum. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is now a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.
Support comes from Troy University's Trojan Cafe, offering handcrafted Starbucks beverages and a wide assortment of meal and snack options. Located on Troy University's Montgomery campus, across from the Rosa Parks Library and Museum.